then with this, in this way, and try to have the qualitative conception, and maintain in the innermost heart that one day it will be able to be rewarded with your, with the loving cup of service there. The fulfillment is there. We have to reach there. All our attempt is meant to reach in that place, manasikuni. Faster, in the heart of your heart. Heart of your heart. Vaji Radha Krishna Seva manasikuni. But externally, we will do this program. Manasikuni. In the heart of heart, you will foster your destination that way. That does not mean that that's so high ideal you will take him down to this human plane. In your mental plane, he will drag down that Radha Krishna, which is conceived to be the highest plane. Muktanam Vishiddhanam Narayana Parayana Sudurlava Prasantatma. There are so many liberated souls and so many self-fulfilled souls, Siddha, whatever they like, they get that. They also cannot approach properly to what Radha Krishna plays, but what's being played. So it is not meant that will be brought down here in the human sensual experience. Not the barrier is in the middle. No satisfaction of the tongue, no care for the popularity of this world, this is in the middle. Then higher from that display, when one has got no least attraction for this mundane, Amani Manado Krishna Nam, and then no mixing with the worldly topics, all these things, then you will try to cultivate in your inner mind. Middle of all these things that don't allow that mind to come to mix into this mundane mind. Vaji Radha Krishna Siddha Manasa Kori Bhi. Manasa will foster in the innermost compartment of your heart that Radha Krishna. Don't indulge in talking then to the public, or listening as it is going on in the public. That the secret of the secret, keep it in mind. That is our goal. And external life, you observe all these formalities that I say. If you have any respect for me, regard for me, then my advice to you is this. Don't mix with human society, ordinary, and don't try to have a comfortable life or ease of popularity from the family, and take continuously the divine name with such attitude, and fixing your highest object in Radha Krishna Lila. Radha Krishna Lila, the absolute fundamental vibration of love. without caring any law or any anything of his own. Samaj, Shastra, law, and Sajan, anyone of his own friend. Sacrifice of all friendship and the sacrifice of all consciousness of purity. Above that, the absolute, absolute thing is Radha. Sajanam abhyapasam tehitya bhejur mukunda pata. The peculiarity is there in Radha Govinda. So the leadership, the highest conception, even among those that have the life of the gopis in Vrindavan, does not care for any of them, any of their friends, or any of their advice. No advice and no friendship can come within each other in relationship with the Absolute. That will be in your mind. That sort of absolute surrender to the Absolute Good is demanded from you. That is your highest aspiration. Go. Is all you go. My Gurudev, and who has taken so many remains in works of my Gurudev, those that come to listen to Krishna Katha, they are also like Guru, because they engage the Prakar in this divine discussion. So they are doing the work of Guru. Guru, who is Guru? Who is trying to take in Krishna Katha, in topics about the Supreme? He is Guru. And when Shishya also engages with Gurudev in that function, then Shishya also Guru, doing the work of Guru, engaging in the topics of Krishna. Guru, who helps in our cultivation of Krishna relation, he is the Guru. Gaur Hari Gaur, our Guru Maharaj used to see his disciples and Guru so many gurus. But when he cares, he had to listen to rebuke anyone, then Pralap. That is known as Pralap. He's treating I am higher and you are lower. I want to teach you. That is Pralap. That is Pralap means delirium in Guru. That is in delirious condition that he comes to punish his disciples. That is delirious. And Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana Goswami, what is passing through me to you, Sanatana, that is like delirium to me. Mysticism. I can't understand them properly. But passing through me and to help you, I feel only this much. So I am talking the meaning of which I don't know, delirium. I'm an instrument to some disease. Delirium means one is talking aimlessly, being victim of a particular disease tendency. Here also, I feel that I'm talking under some influence, not sensibly. Vyaso vyakti na vyakti va. Even Vedavyas, what he has given, written to the world, he may or may not know. Such independent character of the Absolute, transcendental, means such. Is never a monopolized property or object of trade to anyone. It's always free. He makes the story. There is Archamurti, a man-made figure, ordinary. But it is not so. It is coming in the way where the Absolute is controlling their sense, their mind, their hand, their instrument, and he is coming here, controlling everything. That is Acha. Acha, the descent of the Absolute in this plain, mundane place, to help the lowest class of devotees. It is he, the Jagannatha Mahaprabhu, having darshan and shedding tears like anything. What is that? Only man-made wooden doll. What is that? He is coming. You can understand that by this process the Lord has come to the lowest class to help them, to draw them gradually in his own place, as Chabu. So the controller is everything. A man is going in a palanquin, so many men are carrying. In the ordinary sense, those men are carrying this man, possibly. But the fine brain can understand the man within the palanquin. He is going, forcing these human bodies to observe, to follow his own direction. He is going to his own chosen place. Not that these men are carrying him wherever they like. It is not like that. He is going on their shoulders. Not he, the men are robbing him to this place or that place. A motor car is carrying some. Ordinary children may say the car is carrying all these persons. A sensible man will think man is going by the car. So the controller to be has to have all importance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Prahlad. Bhagavad Sanatan, Hare Prahlad. What I say, that is delirium life to me. Krishna is sending some grace through me, but I do not understand fully. Infinite cannot be understood by anyone. It is then, it is not infinite. The agent of the infinite is not so very easy thing. The carrier, the mediator of the infinite thing. If he thinks that I am producing these words or these meanings, then it is not infinite. I am an instrument, I am made an instrument. He is coming. He is coming through me, releasing me. In that line we can hope to have his association, whether listening or talking. His independence, his supremacy is always to be admitted 100%, then we can come connection. We can come connection with him. He is lower, lower, he died lower. The old holy boy. Many of the disciples of Swami Maharaj, they could not go along with the administration of ISKCON, came to me. I asked them to put their complaint to the ISKCON committee, and that was ignored. Then I asked them to do that jointly, and if that is also ignored, then they may combine themselves, and they begin as if something like a relief work. Those that are going away from ISKCON, they should be combined and go on in the line of Swami Maharaj, and they will help those. Want to be under Krishna consciousness but can't obey the present ISKCON. With that conception that Mahamandal was built, the origin is that. Some of them wanted to be absorbed with me. But I did not agree that my temperament is not so. I have got no capacity of conducting big organizations. So you look after your own self. Those that like Krishna consciousness but cannot obey the present administration, all such people come together and work on conjointly helping those that are coming out of ISKCON or outside. With that conception, this Mahamandal was founded. And at that time I wanted for us the president. Yogananda Maharaj was made president and Jayatirtha vice president, but he went away. In this way it was organized first. Now going on slowly, then Madhav Puri Maharaj, then Sudhir Goswami, and and so many others, they have got their name, a little different, but they will associate in Mahamandal, and by the help of one another, they will go on. In this way it was conceived, and this is going slowly. I am old, I am about to pass away. So, to hear from me direct, interested persons are coming to me, not giving so much importance to Mahamandal. But after my departure, they may combine theirs, having their common foundation, they may work on together by the sweet will of Krishna. Man proposes, God disposes. I am creating some foundation outside this storm, which may help those under Krishna consciousness, but out is gone, out of his gone. They may find some cooperative body there, maybe mutual help. If they like, it will go on. I want to be independent. When my proposal was such in the beginning, Bhakti Sudhi Goswami told that you are just like the birds when they are from the plumage of what?
The growing, the wings.
Not fully grown, but throw from the nest. to try then how to fly. So you are doing like that. He accused me in that sweet way. That you are casting of us and we have come to you. And you are throwing us far. Still we shall see goodness in you like the bird. Only you are throwing for us. To teach self-help within us, to develop self-help. All right, as you like. In this way he remarked, and when I, having his own, Chavishwami, he was also very earnest in this affair. Now, his little heart very he went to America to speak something in favor of me and reported when come back that I found the Sri Goswami has begun already very strongly in favor of you with the help of the tapes that he has collected from the temple where he was in charge. And those, has copied those tapes from that temple, and on the basis of that he has begun to preach in your favor very strongly. I was reported that by Charuswami. But now Charuswami himself has almost withdrawn from me. Of course he says that I have no apathy. I have every sympathy. But still, for the sake of the order of his form is keeping as I have told.
Gurudev, you said that I'm a blunt speaker. So now I'm going to speak something very bluntly.
Huh?
You said that I'm a blunt speaker. Now I'm going to say something very bluntly. That there are some complaints that the Mahamandal, the same complaints that some members made against ISKCON, that they themselves stand accused of the same thing.
Maybe. Is it not possible that everyone may be accommodated in an organization? There may be some difference. That does not mean for one or two, another organization will be constructed, or the old organization should be demolished. It does not necessarily mean that. We are trying, but there also may be defects. Everywhere there may be defects. So there may be some who cannot agree with two, ISKCON and the Mahamandal. Such persons also there. There are so many people, they have no recognition of God in the atheistic people. There is section amongst the atheists also. Immoral atheist, moral atheist, imaginary theistic, moralist, so many classifications there may be. Not all accommodating organization is possible. According to the quality, that would be different. But that does not mean that organization has no value at all. Value, but it is not, may not be perfect here. Qualitative difference there may be. Qualitative difference there. Buddha put a question to Krishna. Why so many groups in the name of religion? Why not one and the universe? Krishna told in the beginning of the creation about religion. I told it what is the conception of your religion and truth. I transmitted to Brahma. And I am the subject matter of religion. But from Brahma, so many disciples came and they was taught, and according to their own mental position, there was difference in their conception. When they delivered in their turn, some modification is sent. And then from disciplic order, one disciple to another, A, B, C, the modification is going on, the mental color of the disciples, modification. And now we find what was one in the beginning, now so many in the name of same religion, same source, but now it is all so many different. And there are others grown from this soil in the ascending method. Descending method also modified according to the capacity of the disciples, and there are some ascending method grown, concocted conception of religion. So there is a jungle now. Some lay stress in donation, some in love of the country, some humanitarian work, some penance, some pilgrimage, some meditation, so some on the study of the scriptural compilations. So many different, one with interest in one thing in this way, in the variegated. So variety according to the capacity of the receiver, it cannot be avoided. It will be And so Krishna says, when the variety is too much of the formality and the substance, real life, almost vanished, then I shall have to come again and restart, to give restart, again, a start of the proper religion. Yada yada yadma shagrani bhavati. Taladvanam siyambhu. Again I come to set right everything in an ordinary way. I shall have to come, or to send some, my own strong agent to this world to set right everything to normal position. This is the world. This is the world. And we are, as I am told, that Paribrajak Maharaj, he cannot be accommodated anywhere. He is an independent spirit, whimsical man. He cannot work with anyone.
If I say something?
I have already that report.
Yes. You know, the other day you spoke harshly about forcing initiations in regard to one of the ISKCON gurus. So Paribrajak Maharaj, he also spoke against some persons forcing initiation in the Mahamandal. So I think there is some talk against him in this regard.
What does he say?
He's saying that in ISKCON, there's some gurus who are being accused of forcing people to take initiation from them. So similarly, in the Mahamandal, some of the acharyas are seemingly forcing people to take initiation from them.
Forcing?
Yes.
People to take initiation. Where?
Well, he's saying
in Ireland, one proposal came, one information came to me that they are preaching outside and also inside ISKCON. And I requested him, don't try to preach within ISKCON, preach outside, and those that are out of ISKCON, and don't approach anyone who is already within the administration of ISKCON. That letter anyhow found by Satsarup Maharaj, and he wrote a letter in the name of Akhayananda Maharaj. The letter is here, that we are very satisfied to see that Sridhar Maharaj has given instruction to his followers not to encroach upon us. So if you maintain such position, peaceful position, then we will be very much happy, and no quarrel may remain between the two parties. The letter came the other day. So I have never said that. Always I am against aggression. Aggression. Only do relief work. Relief work. That who are wounded in the fight, who came to attend ISKCON, but could not do anyhow. Anyhow, could not remain under their rules, government. But they have got reverence for Mahaprabhu, Krishna consciousness, Swami Maharaj. Try to help them. They may not be allowed to go astray without any care. Try to take care of them. Because to have faith in Krishna consciousness is on the very high order. Spiritually, it is very high. So they have come to participate in so high theological truth, and they will lose that position, that is difficult to tolerate for the lover of the Krishna consciousness. They have come to love Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, and they will, for slight reason, they would go undetected towards downwards. That may not be allowed, so unnoticed. So I asked them for relief. They have come so far, and because they cannot obey the orders of ISKCON, whom I consider to be the novelist, newcomers, not of very settled up position in the spiritual world. As a beginners, newcomers, not consolidated position in spiritual knowledge or realization. So, they may not go away. There are many important members also. Just as one Hiranyagarbha Paras, Pradyumna, they came with some complaint against ISKCON. I requested ISKCON in the beginning, please take care of them, hear them patiently, and what are their grievances, and try to remove that. I appealed to them, but they did not pay much attention. In the beginning, little attention, then gradually they ignored. And these people are coming. Then I asked in a body, form a body and try to have your redress of your wrong. If not, then you combine yourself and go on with another organization. Try. But don't allow those that came so far to Krishna consciousness unnoticed and uncared for. And that was the basis of this conception of Mahamangala. Now, by the will of Krishna, I am too old, and I have not also such nature as to work on with many big organizations also. Not so qualified I am. Only I can give some advice what I have gathered in this my life in connection with Krishna consciousness as preached by our Guru Maharaj. And as my God brother Sanya Gurudev also had some appreciation of my understanding into Krishna consciousness. So when people come to me, whatever I try to do some help to them, but not very enthusiastic to have a big organization. I'm not fit for that. So our Guru Maharaj told me, you are easy lover. You can do, but you don't do. Easy lover. That was his conception about me. You should have done with more energy and more spacious working field, but you don't do. You don't do. You do not give you whole self for the service of Mahaprabhu. You are easy now. He did not told all these things, but this is the meaning, is lava meaning, is lava. You could have done, given greater service, but you do not do. I am of that type. I don't find any capacity to work in greater, wider fields. Though I think that I can feel that I have some knowledge about the conception and advice of Mahaprabhu. I differ from many, thereby I understand That's what they say. I can't agree. I have got my own feeling and realization. I am strong there. Generally, none can assail and move me from my position of conception about the glory of truth.
So you are known as Bhakti Rakshaka for that, the guardian of devotion. Bhakti Rakshaka, the guardian of devotion.
Guardian of devotion.
Yes, you are known for that.
Guardian of devotion published by Dhrikrishna Goswami Maharaj. He has published one paper I had, Guardian of Devotion. Bhakti Rakshaka, my name, given by Guru Maharaj. Gatekeeper. Gatekeeper of the devotion, world of devotion. Because Sridhar, when he selected my name as Sridhar, he pronounced several times Bhakti Kodakshak, Bhakti Kodakshak, because Sridhar Goswami has been accepted as the protector of the devotional school. And Bhakti Kodakshak, this term used by Jiv Goswami. Bhakti Kodakshak Sridhar, Sridhar Goswami. Mahaprabhu also told Sridhar Goswami, Sridhar Prasade Bhagavatastha Jani. The true interpretation of Srimad Bhagavatam and the Gita in the devotional school has been given by Sridhar Swami. So when our Guru Maharaj, just before giving sannyas to me, he settled in Sridhar, he selected my name Sridhar, then what will be the other part of the name? Bhakti Kodakshak, Bhakti Kodakshak. But Bhakti Kodakshak, not three words, four words. So Bhakti Ka, Eka, that is eliminated, Bhakti Rakshak was retained by him in my name. Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar. And that was taken from Jiva Goswami's adjective to Sridhar Goswami. So that was my name. So generally, our God brothers, they indulge in giving such interpretation. He was protector of the devotional school. Gurudev has given you such name. They say like that.
So, Gurudev, you were speaking before. There are many, many types of persons in the world with different mentalities. So how much freedom in the field does a preacher have without coming into deviation, without making deviation? What is the difference?
They'll do as a student. I told when there are some differences meeting in the with these ISKCON members that I think you are so many students, not professors. And also I consider myself also a student and not a professor. It is infinite. The knowledge is infinite. The devotion is more than that. So we are all students. Jaya Pataka came when they are having a resolution that they should not mix with me. So Jaya Pataka came and told Maharaj, please forgive that I may not commit Vaishnavarat. I told him, no fear of committing Vaishnava Vrat. I am not a Vaishnava. I want to be a servant of the Vaishnava. My position is this. I aspire after the position of a servant of the Vaishnava. I am not a Vaishnava. So you are, you are certainly, you may rest assured.